VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Police in the southeastern American state of Florida say at least four people have been killed in a shooting at a shopping mall in downtown Jacksonville. Reports say 11 people have been shot. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office said the suspect, a white male, is dead. Pope Francis ended his visit to Ireland Sunday with a religious ceremony attended by hundreds of thousands of people in rainy, windy weather. Saturday, he met for more than an hour with eight survivors of sexual abuse. Mark Vincent Healy was one of those eight. Healy said the letter that Francis wrote to Catholics around the world this week, condemning the crime of priestly sexual abuse and its cover-up, is just words and rhetoric.
His 2,000 words are just too much. They really have very little meaning or content. The idea that sort of like he can bring about the end of child sexual abuse, for example, even within the clergy. Where does he get this from? I mean, we're aware that it is still yet ongoing.
One report said the Pope strongly condemned priests who committed the abuse or covered it up. In speeches over the weekend, Francis said he is committed to ridding the Catholic Church of sexually abusive priests. The Islamic State's Afghanistan leader, Abdus Saad Arabi, and nine of his commanders were killed during a drone strike overnight. The missile strike happened in eastern Nangarhar province, the headquarters of the terrorist group. The strike also destroyed two of the group's bases. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has rejected the resignations of three top security officials. A government spokesman said Sunday that Ghani has asked the three to remain in office and work towards the betterment of the security situation. Their resignations were offered hours after Ghani's national security advisor abruptly resigned. This is VOA News. President